are many ways you can support Write Up My Podcast, but we'd love it if you pick just one.
You can join our Rump Club via Patreon from as little as £3 a month.
Get exclusive access to behind-the-scenes content, the inside scoop on upcoming episodes, members-only workshops, no-holds-barred Gwen and Kate Wiffle Waffle, and more.
Simply head to patreon.com/writeupmypodcast. Or if you prefer to be a one-off supporter, you can send us a virtual coffee. Head to buymeacoffee.com/writeupmy.
Follow the links in our show notes and we will love you forever. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Rumpet.
It's right up my street, it's my boulevard. It's right up my Straza. Oh my God, it's garden right up there. Ah, it's right up my podcast.
Welcome to Write Up My Podcast. My name's Gwen Watson.
And my name's Kate White. And this is the second mini episode, which we have lovingly called The Rumpet.
And this is where we talk about things we've been doing to make ourselves feel good and read out your shout outs. Hello, welcome.
Hello, welcome. So Gwen, let's get straight into it. What have you been, what have you rediscovered? What have you been dipping your little toe in to make yourself feel good this week?
Well, funny you should ask. I've been literally dipping my toe in. I've been doing that really boring thing of jumping in the water. That has been making jumping in cold water, buoyed by our going on a visit into an ice bath last week. And that has been making me feel absolutely brilliant. And something else, which is possibly not as immediately accessible to everybody, I've just been on holiday to Portugal.
Hurrah!
And got some sunshine. Sorry, I feel a bit guilty because I know it's been shit weather here.
Yeah, yeah, and, yeah. We don't want to hear about it. I don't want your happiness and joy on this podcast. Thank you very much.
Well, you'll be pleased to know it wasn't all sunshine and kittens.
Oh, thank fuck for that.
And actually, we recorded while I was there. Here's me in a cupboard in Portugal. Oh, Kate, I'll tell you what, it's a real tonic to see your face and to chat with you.
That's nice to hear. Always a joy to chat with you.
Because even though I'm on holiday, I've got to admit to our Rump listeners that my anxiety's been a bit through the roof.
That's rough.
It is. And I don't know whether it's me hormones. I don't know whether it's, but it's just life. And I think a lot of people, because I'm doing a lot of research into it, it seems that anxiety is just basically up across the board, especially amongst young people and especially in women in their 40s. Mm. Hello, hands up.
Bonjour.
And late 40s. Yeah. Thank you very much. Welcome to this wonderful club.
That's tough though. When you're on holiday and you feel like you want to be all light and happy and skipping around without a care in the world and you just can't. The brain doesn't get the memo.
No, the brain is not letting me bloody sleep. At 3 a.m. Isn't it amazing what your brain decides to remind you of?
Oh,
and
yes.
Warn you about.
Oh,
at 3 a.m.
And it feels catastrophic. And then after you do eventually get to sleep and then you wake up in the morning, you're like, oh, everything feels fine now. I'm not quite sure what I was so panicky about in the middle of the night. But this is interesting that you brought this up because I was recently revisiting and reading about tapping. EFT, emotional freedom technique.
Do you know, sorry, I'm just going to immediately interrupt you
please
to say I was doing the exact same thing yesterday. I've not done it for months and months and months.
No, I hadn't even thought about it. And then something, maybe there's been a news story or something, something got into my brain and reminded me of it and made me think about it. And I wanted to go back and refresh my memory. And actually, I found this really good post that was reminding me of the different zones that are good to focus on for different needs, such as anxiety or difficulty sleeping or low mood, etc.
Oh, okay. Because if you'll remember, dear listener, episode 5, when we interviewed one of the greats of EFT, which is emotional freedom technique, also known as tapping, because you tap on different meridian points or different chi point. Well, you can explain that in a minute. We interviewed Brad Yates, who is my absolute favourite, and Tara Don, who is a UK-based practitioner. So you will know, yes, that basically tapping is you start with the chop side of your hand, don't you? And then you're tapping like the top of your head, the eyebrow points or in between the eyebrows, then to the side of the eyes, under the eyes, above the lip, chin, chest, and under the bra strap. And I've never fully understood what we're doing, but...
Just reading this, it was saying, so it's got roots in two major healing modalities, ancient Chinese acupressure and modern psychology. So we tap on specific points on the body's meridians while acknowledging our emotions and saying certain statements out loud. So I'd forgotten that was it. So you...
Yes.
I think you're enforcing positive affirmations while you do it. Drawing on both acupressure and cognitive restricting techniques, it says here. And it says, by tapping on these nine specific points in the body, we can release emotional and physical pain, reduce anxiety and depression, and promote relaxation and self-awareness. So the points it talks about are the karate chop. So that's the edge of your hand that you were talking about. And that's associated...
Yes, so below the knuckle of your little finger.
Yeah, and that soft bit between the knuckle and the top of the wrist. And apparently that point's associated with emotional pain, like sadness or grief.
Oh.
And then you've got the top of the head.
You just sit there tapping that bit.
Yeah. And I think the saying, the whatever the phrase, the affirmation, simultaneously, I think is an important part of it.
Well, yes. And in actual fact, it's rather than it being an affirmation, what you're actually doing is acknowledging what you're feeling in your body. So say, for example, I know this because I was having a reminder yesterday. So it's like all this stress I feel.
Yeah.
Or all this anxiety I feel. Brad Yates does the thing where he's like, even though I'm feeling really stressed, I still love and accept myself.
Yeah.
And I was doing it yesterday with Nick Ortner, and he was actually just getting you to imagine the thing that you're stressed about
right.
as you're tapping
okay.
around the points.
Interesting.
But yeah.
Okay, let me go through the rest of these points then, because they're quite interesting. So the top of the head, this point's associated with clarity, insight and inspiration. So tapping there can help to clear mental fog and bring fresh perspective. That's really helpful because I get a bit of brain fog. The eyebrow yeah. point, that ridge of bone above your eye socket, this point's associated with anxiety and fear.
Oh my God, I need all of these.
Tapping here can help reduce feelings of worry and promote calm.
Right.
Then you've got the side of the eye, and that point's associated with anger and frustration, and tapping here can help release pent-up anger and promote emotional balance.
Ooh.
Under the eye, that's associated with stress and tension. Under the nose, shame and guilt.
Oh.
On your chin, sadness and depression. On your collarbone, physical pain and discomfort.
Oh.
Under your arm, which I think is the bra strap point that you were talking about, that's associated with confidence and self-esteem and promoting self-worth, feelings of self-worth. So those are the nine key points, which you correctly remembered. Bravo! Go to the top of the tapping class.
Hey! Oh, well, I should know. I was doing them at 3 a.m.
Oh.
But I didn't realise that each one had a different...
No, I didn't.
It was like geared for something different.
Sorry, Brad, if you're listening to this, you're like, come on, ladies, I told you all this information.
You probably did.
Yeah.
But when we've done it, like tapping with Brad, if you can hear tapping in the background, it is because I'm currently tapping my own head. When we do it, like with Brad Yates, I've done it with him loads. His videos, it's just like doing it with a lovely uncle.
I know.
Who would be played by Luke Wilson, Owen Wilson's
Oh, yeah,
brother.
Can I sit on his knee while doing the tapping?
Yeah, if there was a movie made of Brad Yates, it would be Luke Wilson playing him. Yeah, when he does his, you go through every one of the points. And then Nick Ortner, who has got the tapping solution, and there's an app, the tapping solution, he actually does... So Brad Yates just does like the right hand going through, but Nick Ortner does both
double-handed
hands doing... Around the eyes, yeah.
So that information I just read out was from the Tapping Solution Instagram feed.
Right. He did this session I was watching on the YouTube, and it was live on Virgin Radio with Chris Evans. So I did it live. Me and Chris, we were chatting. Not live, but I did it along with Chris. And basically, this is new, where you're just imagining the stressful thing, the thing that's causing you stress. And you literally feel the stress ebb away.
Wow.
Just by doing it.
Amazing.
It is really amazing. If you haven't done EFT, dear listener, then highly recommend it. Check out Brad Yates or Nick Ortner at The Tapping Solution and be prepared to be amazed. And of course, check out episode 5 of Write Up My Podcast.
But it's one of those little tools that you can take with you. You don't need anything. You can do it in your car when you're feeling anxious. You can do it when you're lying in bed. You can do it when you're walking down the street if you need to. You know, it's a great little way of tuning back in with yourself.
And actually, if you are in company and you don't want to be tapping all the points in your face as you're walking along, you can just be tapping your karate chop point.
Yeah.
Hey, I've been reminded. It's good. Do you know what? I do realise, Kate, we learn a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
And I realise I need reminding of it all.
Yeah.
Basically.
We learn it and then we forget it.
It's true. Because people often ask us, so do you do all the things that you've learned in your episodes? We're like, yeah, of course we do. But actually, then suddenly we're reminded of one and I'm gone, oh God, that's actually a really useful thing we learned. Why haven't I been doing that?
Yeah.
On that kind of vein, I relearned a tip that I'd learned years ago in Ibiza when I was on retreat.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, in this woman's granny annex. She was a friend of a friend. So I was paying her loads of money to do some yoga and meditation with her. And she taught me, you know, our intrusive thoughts. And this is what I've been dealing with this last little while. Your intrusive thoughts that come in when you're just feeling like you're going along your day, everything's okay, and your thoughts come in. Have you considered that this could go wrong? Well, what about that? That person was probably lying to you, or that's probably going to fail, or this is.
Oh,
and
God, yeah.
Before you know it, you've attached to this thought, or you've believed this thought. This story is now being told in your head, and then you just get carried away. And then the bigger the story, the higher, the greater the state of stress, and which perpetuates a greater story, etc., etc., etc. Anyway, one of the key things you can do is just stop as soon as the brain kicks in with a story. Create that little bit of space and go, ah, oh, it's just a thought. And this woman, I'm getting to my point, don't worry. This woman in Ibiza, she said, why don't you give your thoughts a name?
Okay.
And I just immediately thought of Bob.
Ah.
And I was thinking Bob from Twin Peaks, if you remember him.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Anyway, so basically what you've got to do, she was telling me that as soon as these negative thoughts come in, create that space, like recognize what's happening and go, okay, fuck off, Bob.
Fuck off, Bob.
And I was like, okay. So for years, I was like, okay, fuck off, Bob. And then I've learned as we've learned on this pod, that actually our nervous system is just trying to protect us. And the best thing we can do is to be grateful to our nervous system and just accept it and nurture it and be friends with it. And so rather than fuck off, Bob, I've learned you've just got to say, thank you, Bob.
Thanks, Bob. Now fuck off. And thanks, Bob. I appreciate it, but...
yeah, appreciate it. And Tara Brach, who I always rave on about on this pod, she was talking about... I was listening to this at 3 o'clock in the morning. She is talking about the Buddha and the demon god Mara, who would come and try, you know, with his lust and envy and greed and rage and try and derail the Buddha. And the Buddha had a big fight and then decided, you know, I'm not going to fight you, Mara. I'm going to invite you in for a cup of tea. And then Mara came in, had a cup of tea, after a while got bored, wandered off.
Yeah.
But then whenever Mara would turn up, instead of getting stressed or trying to ignore him or trying to fight him, the Buddha would just go, I see you, Mara.
Yeah.
And so it's the same thing. It's to just go, I see you, Bob.
Yeah.
And I've been doing it. I've been doing it today. So when my brain goes, oh, but have you thought about this? This could have go wrong. And this person might have done that. I go, ha, I see you, Mara.
And is that helpful in that moment? Does that?
Yes.
Yeah.
It stops it in that instant.
Okay.
Just saying, I see you just trying to protect me in this moment.
Yeah.
And if you go one step further, you could be like, okay, what are you trying to protect me from? Or what is my underlying need here?
Yeah.
And then when you're a super evolved being, which I am not, you can then say, how can I tend to this need myself?
Okay.
Like how, you know, if it's a fear of loss or if it's a fear of being judged or whatever. But the main important thing is that we just go, I see you.
Okay.
And you're just, and all then you're right. Like, thank you.
I'm going to try this.
Yeah.
But also remembering that your thoughts are not facts.
Exactly. And if you find it easier to say, fuck off, then by all means.
By all means, crack on. Yeah. Fuck off, Bob.
I've got a feeling like I might want to make myself a grilled cheese sandwich. Kind of hungry and I can't see nothing else that's going to do. I love a little bit of mustard. I love a tasty pickle. Oh my gosh, I can't believe these flavours. It's amazing what a crunchy, melty texture gives my soul. Everything I ever needed in a lunchy snack. Can't quite tell you how it feels. Here's a thought, would you like a grilled sandwich? I could easily make another if you'd like that. Don't give instructions though, that would be daft. I know more about this stuff than you do. It's a feeling like I might wanna make myself a grilled cheese sandwich. I'm kinda hungry and I can't eat nothing else I was gonna do.
It's shout out time, Kate.
Come on then, hit me with some.
Actually, this is a really, really lovely one. It's a little bit long, but I feel like I want to include most of it because it's just so lovely. And when you know this one, Kate, when I read this and sent it to you, it brought tears to both of our eyes.
It did. It genuinely did. Yeah.
Yeah, for that reason, Millie Griffiths gets a shout out. She said, I've recommended this to so many of my friends. Not only does it make me laugh out loud, but the ideas for self-care are extraordinary. I deliver training in suicide prevention in my day job, and we have a section in every training package about self-care. And I regularly tell my participants to check out Rump for some truly bonkers ideas on how to self-care. Oh, that is just so amazing. She also goes on to say, I was thinking about why it's made such an impact in my life while in the shower this morning. And I think it's because it validates my experience of life. Your down-to-earth explanations of human behaviour and thoughts is something I can totally relate to. So I guess in simple terms, what I'm saying is it makes me feel normal. Oh, Millie.
Thank you, Millie, for sharing that with us as well, because that's really amazing to hear. And yeah, we both did get a bit teary when we read that the first time, didn't we?
We did.
And I think that's it. There's so much power in realising. It's such a relief, isn't it, when you realise that other people have these same experiences that you have.
Yeah.
And that you're not going crazy. You're just a human being.
Exactly.
And it's normal.
Yeah.
And we're all in it together.
Yeah,
and
man.
Actually, following on from that, a completely unrelated, but a friend who is a GP, she said to me that she's recommended our podcast to a number of her patients because of the huge variety of different things that we talk about, and that she knows that what is helpful for one person is not interesting to another person. To have a place, a one-stop shop to come to, where there's a number of different things, even within one episode, linking together that you can find that might help you feel good, is really nice tool to recommend her patients. And I was really blown away by that. I was very, very happy to hear that.
That's lovely. I love that.
Yeah,
I love that we're
too.
Being recommended. Don't forget, you can recommend us to your friends. Oh, hey, one little more. Somebody commented on one of our posts recently about vision boarding. This is Full Spectrum Health with Ella. She says, love vision boarding. I love how it cultivates clarity. It gets you clear on the things you thought you wanted but actually don't. And I always love to notice the common patterns in the images I've chosen. It's always an insightful exercise and, yes, fun too.
Oh, that is great. I really love hearing about what other people are up to make them feel good. Send us more. Send us more of your tips of what you've been doing to give yourself a little boost. Give yourself a little glimmer in the day.
Especially if it involves one of our podcasts.
Even better.
If we've inspired you to try something new, please let us know. You can email us writeupmypodcast@gmail.com or get us on our socials, can't they, Kate?
They sure can. You can find us on Insta at WriteUpMy, Facebook, WriteUpMyPodcast, and we're even on the TikTok with all the cool kids. Just, you know, dive on in, see what you find
what
in there.
What are we doing on there?
Oh, my Lord.
At WriteUpMy.
These are not our people.
Thank you for listening to Write Up My Podcast. Please like and subscribe and leave us a review and share with your friends.
And thank you to the team. That's Andy G on the music and Erica Francis George on the artwork.
And a massive thank you to Dave Jones on the voiceover. He's epic. Our next Rumpet will be in a couple of weeks.
But the next episode, we are going into a deep dive all about the vagus nerve and regulating your nervous system. It's such a brilliant eye-opening interview. I'm already excited about putting it out there. So hold tight. Next week's Write Up My Podcast episode.
Be prepared to change your life.
Meanwhile, keep trying things
to make you feel good. Bye-bye.
Tell me, did you like the podcast, Brian?
No!
Oh. If, unlike Brian, you thought our podcast was really great, then don't hold back, like, subscribe and tell your mate. But if, like Brian, you thought our podcast wasn't fun, then just keep quiet, don't feel the need to tell anyone. Oh, we'd love to hear from you if you've got some thoughts to share. Such rich and lovely views that all should be aware of. But I hope you liked our podcast and you thought it was really great. And if you did, like, subscribe and tell your mate. 'cause we don't need Grumpy Pants bringing everybody down. No, we don't need negative Nellies making people frown. No. So I hope you liked our podcast and you thought it was really great. And if you did, like, subscribe and tell your mate.